Radio Gdańsk English News.
Good afternoon. It's Saturday, December 11th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth. After nearly 10 months of negotiations, officials announced earlier this week that Poland and South Korea have agreed to build a new airport and transportation hub near Warsaw. The Central Communication Port, or CPK, will serve as a critical transfer node between Warsaw and Łódź, the ability to integrate air, rail, and road transport. Under an agreement signed in Warsaw on Thursday, the company managing the CPK will join South Korea's Incheon International Airport Corporation, or IAAC, on a joint venture in which the Koreans will have a minority stake. According to the agreement, the Solidarność Airport will occupy an area of approximately 3,000 hectares, some 40 kilometers west of Warsaw. The mega airport, with an initial capacity of 45 million passengers per year, is expected to be built by 2027. A team of more than 30 Polish medics has flown to Belgium to help vaccinate staff at NATO headquarters in Brussels. The visit marks the second time a Polish medical team has been requested by the Western Defense Alliance to help vaccinate some of its 3,500 staff members. Polish officials expressed hopes that our joint efforts and solidarity will reduce the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. At the same time, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg thanked Poland for being a strong ally who has provided support to many other allies and partners in our joint fight against the pandemic. Poland on Friday reported nearly 25,000 new coronavirus infections and 571 additional deaths related to COVID-19, bringing the country's total number of cases during the pandemic to over 3.7 million and deaths to nearly 88,000. Of the new cases confirmed on Friday, the most, over 3,600, were in the densely populated southern coal mining region of Silesia, followed by the province of Mazowiecki and the capital city of Warsaw. Here in Pomerania, over 1,500 new cases and 30 deaths were confirmed yesterday, with most infections, 608, in Trójmiasto. And lastly, tomorrow evening, Radio Gdańsk will be airing a series of special events in commemoration of the 40th anniversary of the introduction of martial law in Poland. The evening will begin at 6 p.m. with a debate and discussion on the tragic events leading up to the imposition of martial law in December of 1981. The panel will include the authors of the book Wickedness and Honor, Martial Law in 100 Scenes, Deputy Chairman of the Institute of National Remembrance, Dr. Wojciech Polak, along with Dr. Sylwia Galis-Karbinska and Dr. Michal Damazin. A concert featuring the band Fabrika will be aired immediately following the debate at 7 p.m., aired from the main concert studio at Radio Gdańsk. For more information on the debate and concert, or to listen live online, visit the Radio Gdańsk website at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cold, with very little chance of snow and winds coming in from the southwest. Temperatures will stay below freezing, with a high of -1 degree centigrade, or 31 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping overnight to a low of -3 degrees centigrade, or 26 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar cold, cloudy weather is expected to continue into next week, with a chance for some snow again on Tuesday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.